Derailed, a fictional mystery, a No BS production. Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I have a few important notes before we continue with the story. Derailed is a fictional mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. While some of these can contain spoilers, Derailed does explore some dark themes, so I recommend checking them out beforehand. As always, the show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you for supporting their creative podcast project and wish you an awesome listening experience. Finally, before we jump back into the action, let me remind you of what's happened in the story so far. Previously on Derailed, famous romance novelist Jace Nolan arrives in Star River, Oregon to work through his chronic writer's block. There, he meets a flirtatious coffee shop owner known as Juicy Lucy, who he asks for directions to a vacation rental retreat, Mazari Cabin Rentals, where he plans to write from for a few days. Jace learns from Juicy Lucy that Star River is a sleepy town with a close-knit community. While in Star River, Jace continues to feel pestered by phone calls from a friend named Sophie, who seems to know him, his anxiety, and his unspoken phobia of trains quite well. At the same time, Jace's publishing agent's only child, Nanai, reminds Jace that they can't wait another 6 months without any pages from the author, and that his writing career is hanging by a thread. Sheesh. On his first morning at Star River, Jace takes the kind advice of a housekeeper named Beatrix and goes for a quiet run across the other side of Star River. Upon returning, Jace is horrified to find that there's been a vicious fire on the Mazari cabin grounds and that the area has now become a gruesome crime scene. So, let's see what's next in store for the terrified locals of Star River. I'm looking forward to this. July 2023, Star River, Bend Police Department.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Hey, Ramos! You've given me diabetes in a paper cup.
Yeah, sorry, D. I think you got mine.
You're still young. At least give yourself a chance. And quit calling me D. So, what have you got for me?
Well, we're speaking to the fire team. They're still trying to look for a point of origin for the fire. At the moment, none of the physical evidence suggests this was a natural accident, but we're exhausting all possible avenues. We've gathered the initial witness statements, guests at Mazari, team members, locals. They're all pretty shaken up.
Well, keep on top of them. Speak to them again after they've calmed down, but don't leave it too long either. Star River's a ghost town. Something as feeble as a cat fight keeps the locals entertained for weeks. They claw into news like it's oxygen. Somebody, somewhere, will have seen something for sure.
Oh yeah, I remember that scrap between Garfield and Whiskers. Hey, do cats—
How many guests were staying at Mazari Cabin Rentals?
Oh, looks like all five lodges were occupied. With a mixture of families, some couples, and one guest who'd been traveling solo.
And do we know the reasons for each of their stays? I mean, Star River's hardly a tourist landmark. Every guest staying at Mazari will have had a very intentional purpose. Find out what those purposes were. Any events, festivals, or like big shows happening in town?
Just a couple of charity events, a low-key conference hosted by NWD, that's for doctors, I believe, and a cake baking competition. None seem to be particularly high profile.
Right, right. Well, let's just keep an eye on them until we have confirmation of the cause of the fire. That'll be my catalyst. They've all been shifted to Bend now, right?
Yes. Some of the families wanted to return straight home, of course, but they understand the sensitivity of the case. Plus, we've been able to keep them all comfortable, so it's fine for now. Come to think of it, we got pretty lucky with that property manager arrived. They were able to provide accommodations for all of the remaining guests. No small feat, especially for the larger family sizes. I couldn't imagine trying to stuff a whole family in a cramped hotel room at a time like this. I get claustrophobic just thinking about it.
Okay, good. Well, let me know as soon as somebody pipes up with new information, please.
Copy that, Chief. And, D, what about the body?
It's unidentifiable. We're trying to extract DNA to help link it to a victim, but you saw the remains of that corpse. Let me tell you, if that person died in the fire, they sure as hell died screaming.
Breathe. Breathe. I'm okay. I'm in Bend. I'm not in Star River anymore. I'm safe. I'm okay. All right. Let's scroll socials. Yes. Mindless scrolling. That'll distract me. What the absolute fuck? Investigators found the charred remains of a... What? A dead body? In the woodland area of Missouri, Kevin Reynolds after the fire. Fuck. No way. The body hasn't been identified due to horrific burns across the entire... Oh, man. I just fucking can't. Investigators are yet to confirm the cause of the fire, but the area is currently being treated as a crime scene? What? A crime? In Star River? I can't even believe this. But a person died. And I was staying right there. Gotta make sure I'm safe. Gotta make sure it's all locked. Ah, wait, I know. I'll just give her a call. Yeah. I'm sure that won't be weird.
Hello?
Jennifer. Hey, hi, it's Chase. I hope it's not a bad time.
I'm sorry? Who did you say it is?
Chase. Jace Nolan, from Mazari. Remember?
Oh yeah, the writer guy. What's up, Jace?
I know all the guests at Mazari exchange numbers, so we could keep each other in the loop. I hope you don't mind me calling. It's just that... What's your rental like?
Oh, it's great. They put us up at Old Mill Magic. It has open floor plan, and it's about double the size of our lodge at Mazari. So we really can't complain. Even our dog prefers it. Loads more space to run. Tim's currently sitting in the balcony upstairs, taking in the views of the Cascades. It's lovely out here, actually. I just can't bring myself to relax after everything that's happened.
Yes, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Hey, do you know they found a body in the woodlands? They're saying it's unidentifiable. They're saying it'd be an intentional crime.
Sorry, Jace. I'd rather not talk about it. It's already shaken me up. I need to go figure out dinner plans, actually.
Wait, sorry. The reason I called... I just wanted to ask if you know about anything about the safety and security at these rentals. I'm staying at the Huckleberry Cottage. It's really nice and private, a bit like an oasis, actually. And the Deschutes River is only a short walk away.
Nice.
Yeah, there's even been a hot tub outside. Your arrived rental has one too, right? It's nice to have somewhere to unwind between my writing sessions. Well, if I was actually writing.
Sorry, I really have to make a move. Is there something you wanted to ask me?
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. like you said, this fire has us all shaken up. I've checked the doors and the windows of this place about 15 to 16 times. But you know, you can never be sure. Also, this cottage is pretty big. Like, I have like 3 bedrooms all to myself. So I just need to confirm that all the security is in check. Like, I need to write, you see. And well, it's not been easy lately. But I'm sure once I know that these rentals are like 100% secure, then I'll be able to pour all my energy into writing again. It's actually normal for writers to experience these dry periods from time to time. Anyway, so do you know anything about the security?
Jace, you're perfectly safe where you are. Look, I know this has been a traumatic experience for all the guests at Mazari. Tim and I feel it too. We were so close by when it happened. Is there somebody you can talk to?
No, I don't need to talk to anyone. I just need to write. Anyway, the security, please, that's all I need to know.
Sure. So I'm no expert, but Tim did mention something about automated locks. Links, I think they were called. You know, they do keyless contactless entry that only you and Arrive can control. We have it here at Old Mill Magic, too. It's all very technologically advanced and keeps both you and the property safe. Maybe you should...
You know, talking to a writer about tech is like talking to a fish about bicycles. I'm sorry, Jennifer, you barely even know me, and I'm just way in over my head.
It's fine. Look, I don't know much about Tuck either. And to be honest, I had no idea about that body they found in the woods. I've been trying to keep away from the news, to be honest. Just imagine, we were actually thinking of going for a hike in the woods that morning. But you don't need to worry. Really, we're in Bend now. The cops arrived. They're all looking after us. You know, the Link software also means that Arrived is notified every time your door's been accessed. In real time. You're perfectly fine. And hey, there's a leak detector, a smoke detector, a carbon monoxide detector at your rental, as well as somebody on the other end of the phone whenever you need. Okay?
Thanks. God, you must think I'm losing it.
No, I just think you're keeping me from my dinner.
Right, sure. I'll leave you to it. Enjoy your dinner. Thanks, Jennifer.
Who was that, babe?
Do you remember the author who was staying at Mazari with us? Jace Nolan?
Ah, right. Everything okay?
He's not okay. To be honest, he sounds like he's completely losing it.
Star River at Juicy Lucy's Donuts.
Okay, spill the beans, cutie. Who's Sophie?
Wait, you peeked inside my notebook?
I had to find out who it belonged to. Plus, with all the hell that's been unfolding before our very own eyes these last few days, I had to do my part to protect the town and our neighborhood. Sweet Jesus, this notebook could have contained a master plan for the next wildfire in Star River, or a confession from the culprit himself. Folk expect Juicy Lucy to keep tabs on the town, you know. I'm just being a good citizen, but it's okay. You don't need to thank me. Humility is the best tool in a woman's makeup bag. Well, right after a saucy lip-plumping gloss, but here you go. Here's your diary with your love stories about Sophie.
They're not love stories. This book has some important research notes for my upcoming work. That's why I came all the way back here to collect it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you left it here a few days ago when you came to ask for directions to Mazari. Goodness me, we didn't see any of that coming from Mazari, did we? I was getting my roots dyed when I first heard the news, and as Patrice the stylist is my witness, I jumped right out of my seat until my left boob popped out of my bra. Oh, heavens. Heavens, I just pray to all the stars in Star River that the Hadids are coping all right. They just are.
The Hadids? Who are the Hadids?
Well, I'm not one to gossip, but a little birdie told me that Lena Hadid was supposed to be in Star River for the NWD conference. She's a very respected doctor. Beauty and brains, actually. Jet black hair and eyes the color of Juicy Lucy's coffee. But she never made it to the conference, despite having registered. That Robin, the one who sells newspapers from across the street, he told me that he saw Dr. Hadid's name on the speaker's list in a publication that went out just last week. And these doctors, they take their responsibilities very seriously, you know. My neighbor's great-niece is a doctor, so I'm all clued up about it. They won't just commit to an event like this and not turn up. Oh, that poor family. They've had decades of bad luck.
Maybe we shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Oh, my. And I thought I'd only ever see a silver fox prowling around in my fantasies.
I'm Detective Johnson, ma'am. I was hoping to ask you a few questions in relation to the incident at Mazari Cabin Rentals.
Oh, did you find out what or who is responsible? Does the body belong to Alina Hadid? I'm telling you, my female intuition never lets me down. It's that lovely doctor's body, isn't it?
Well, I'm not in a position to disclose any details right now, but we're working very hard on the case. Is there a quiet spot where we can sit and talk for a few minutes? Hey, I recognize you. Aren't you one of the guests from Mazari?
Yeah. Jace Nolan, sir. You saw me when
What are you doing sniffing around here? Don't they serve coffee in Bend?
Oh, he came to collect his book of love stories about Sophie. Although, might I add, my buns are the best in Oregon, detective.
They're not love stories. I haven't even been able to tolerate Sophie lately. I better get going. All the best with this investigation.
A couple of days later, back in Bend.
These views have been great. what a good idea to go on that 24-hour social media detox. While I said this place would be great for writing, I better get started before Nanine throws another tantrum entitled Dick. Let's see what I got in this notebook. I swear, Lucy doesn't even know what she's talking about. Love stories about Sophie? Why would I ever? Wait, what's this? Did Lucy slip this leaflet into my book? Find a therapist in 3 clicks. Fuck. She can't even keep her tits out of anyone's business, can she? Yeah.
Namaste, what's up?
Hey, Nanine.
You sound beat. I hope it's because you've been working on those pages for us. Come on, pen a smile on my face there, storyteller. Are we ready to proof and print?
What? No. Even if I'd written all the pages, we'd need to edit and sub-edit first.
Wait. What do you mean, even if?
Come on, Nanine. You know what it's been like. With the fire and the death and the speculations.
I hear you. That shit's been heavy. But that's why I gave you a few extra days. Enough time to balance your heart chakra. Now, it's up to you to reciprocate. How many pages have you written?
Look, give me another week and I'll have the first 10 chapters ready for you. I've made real progress over the last few days. I've got the entire plot figured out in my head.
Hold up. Hashtag milestone moment here. Are you telling me that you've had a breakthrough?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it.
My little writer friend. See, I told Dad that you blossom under my light. He's always been a bit old school with his leadership, but I told him that a troubled soul like you just takes a bit longer than most to reach their full potential. I'm happy for you, fam. Shit, wait till I put this success story on my blog.
Right. So, I'll be in touch again next week?
You better count on it. And hey, don't go having any more breakdowns on me, okay?
Sure.
Oh, and real heartbreaking news about Lena Hadid. But at least everybody involved has closure now.
What about Lena Hadid?
Really? Have you been living under a fucking rock or something? It's been all over the news this past hour. They found some tooth fragments that matched the DNA to Lena's. I don't know all the science-y deets. I just skimmed through the article.
What? That's awful.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you knew her.
I didn't. But I heard a lot about her in a short space of time. I read she was a critical care physician, so she literally saved people's lives.
Yeah, that totally sucks. Just another Earth Angel taken away too soon. They've also mentioned something online.
What?
Well, the whole thing's turned into an official arson and homicide investigation now.
So that means...
Some heartless fucker murdered Lena Hadid, then tried to destroy the evidence in the fire. Not everybody likes angels, I guess.
Damn, Nanine, what was that supposed to mean? Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vasquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali and written and directed by Neely Khan. Derailed would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode, Arrived Vacation Rentals and Lynx Smart Home Technology. Without their love and support, the show would not have been possible. You can find out more about these industry superstars by checking out the show notes of this episode and following the links to our show sponsors. Anyway, this story has really started to take a dark turn. Don't forget to join me again next week as we dive into it even more.